Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Scout FPL Tips video for Game Week 20. My name's Rich and I'm back. I missed the Scout cast. I bet it's well worth checking out with Andy and with Seb. There was a lot of really good stuff on there. I've got a few tips that I wanted to go through ahead of Game Week 20. Now, we know this is a double game week once again, so they're coming thick and fast. So this week, the tips are going to be which teams can double. So we've got the confirmed doubles and then the potential doubles as well. We're going to look at defenders to target for Game Week 20 and, of course, beyond, but mainly with a focus on Game Week 20. We're going to look at the best Manchester City assets. So we're going to try and break those down because, again, they're one of the teams that have a double in Game Week 20. So are going to be very, very popular. We're going to look at if Salah to KDB is worth it. I've seen a lot of people discussing that, the pros and cons. And then it's chip season as well when double game weeks are here. So we're going to look at the triple captaincy and whether it's worth putting on a certain Erling Haaland or potentially someone else, but I mean, probably Haaland. So we'll get straight into it. So we're going to look at, first of all, which teams can double. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on the audio version, you can always pop onto YouTube. Just go to Fantasy Football Scout because there will be a few things I put on the screen, you know, that are relevant to what I'm talking about. But I'll talk through them, you know, as much as possible. So first of all, we've got a screenshot on the screen from Lego Mane, a brilliant Twitter account who does a lot of stuff for Scout. Now, this basically shows us who's confirmed to double. So we don't actually have that many confirmed, but we have. So in Game Week 20, we've got Manchester City, have got Man United and Tottenham in a double game week. Tottenham themselves have got Arsenal at home, Man City away. Man United have got Man City at home. Then they go away to Crystal Palace after Palace's performance the other day against Spurs. That looks a lot better than it was previously. And then Palace themselves are the fourth team to double this week. They've got Chelsea away, then Manchester United at home. Now, we have to skip a couple of game weeks. We have to go along to game week 23, which is the 11th of February, for the next confirmed double. And that is Manchester City have got Aston Villa at home and then Arsenal away. So one very, very good fixture and then probably the hardest one possible. And then Arsenal themselves have got two home fixtures. They play Brentford, but then they've got Manchester City. Now, what I'm going to do, so this was shown on the Scoutcast last night, but Mikael Tokvam, he's basically assessed the percentages of postponed fixtures and therefore potential double game weeks using statements that Ben Crellin has made. Now, Ben Crellin is obviously tweeting out lots of opinions and a lot of other, you know, experts on fixtures are doing the same. So these percentages are changing all the time. And obviously, they're going to be, some of them are going to be right and some of them are going to be wrong. So we've got all the confirmed doubles in game week 20. Now that's locked in. And that game week 23 double that I mentioned, that's locked in as it is as well. Game week 21 and 22 are where things get a little bit interesting. So game week 21, Arsenal have a chance at a double. So do Palace again. Chelsea do, Everton, Liverpool, Bournemouth and Brighton. So that's game week 21. So this is worth bearing in mind. Now, If Liverpool got this double, Liverpool would play Chelsea. And in that week, they're already playing Chelsea. So Liverpool and Chelsea would have a double, but it would be, you know, against each other. So they'd have the home fixture and the away fixture. And I mean, that's not confirmed. However, a lot of people are looking at, obviously, Liverpool players are very expensive. Chelsea players, people bought in for a double, and maybe you were looking at moving them on quickly. But if that double game week's confirmed, and we're hoping, the deadline's on Friday, we're hoping that we get news about the double game weeks before Friday, you know, that could change a lot of our plans. So while this is a tips video in the current landscape, but that landscape could change very quickly ahead of Friday. So I'll use this purely as informational purposes, you know, have a little tinker, but I wouldn't do any transfers, you know, until we get close to the deadline, just so we have the most information. Because another thing, so game week 22, Man United and Leeds, potentially, depends what happens in the FA Cup by all accounts. Avoiding replays would be a very good thing. They could double. So we could, in theory, have Chelsea and Liverpool doubling in 21, but then also Man United would have the double in 20 and then the double in 22 as well. So it's just worth bearing all this in mind. We won't go any further into the future. There is like a blank game week in game week 28. And also in 26, there's a potential again for a double for Liverpool and Wolves. It's just worth bearing this in mind. You know, if you can, try and keep, you know, 2 free transfers, although we're going into a double game week. So I know that's very, very difficult. So basically, the roundup for this, I wouldn't call it a tip, but, the first thing would be wait until Friday. Man City, with those fixtures, I think they're the absolute priority. And we're going to discuss those in our further tips. Man United are the one, they're an odd one. They could become a priority. Lots of people have their assets anyway. They'd only really, in my opinion, become an actual priority if they doubled in 21 or 22. So again, wait until Friday. Manchester City are definitely the ones we're going to concentrate on. But Man United, you know, if they double twice in a short span, you know, I think getting to two, probably three, is going to be almost essential. So the next tip is the defences to target. So what I've got on screen is all the teams that double. So let's have a reminder of that. That's Palace, Man City, Man United and Tottenham. And I've used the Fantasy Football Scout members area to basically sort those fixtures in order of difficulty. So Crystal Palace have the best double from a defensive point of view, followed by Man City, followed by Man United. And then Spurs have basically the worst defensive fixtures of the double game week teams. And I mean, when you look at Tottenham's fixtures, they've obviously playing Arsenal, even though that's at home in the North London Derby. And then they're away at Manchester City, the best attacking team in the league. So what I've then also done is basically created a table in the Fantasy Football Scout members area to sort the teams by expected goals conceded. And then I've highlighted the key teams, so the doublers again. So Man City in the whole league have the best defence. So probably not that surprising, but 12.38 XGC. So while they're second behind Palace on the fixture difficulty rating, you know, and the fixtures do look tough on, you know, on paper, Tottenham at home, Man United away, they're probably the best teams to target in defence. I mean, they definitely are the best teams to target in defence. I guess the problem is, and it will overlap with another tip, is there's lots of attacking players we could look at as well. Also, we need to look at, you know, which players will actually play twice, you know, within a double game week. Arsenal and Newcastle, no surprise, the second and third best defences by this metric. And then Man United are in fourth place. So Manchester City have got a 12.3 XGC. Arsenal and Newcastle, 15 and 16. The lower, the better. Then Man United are just behind them on 19.56. Quite a gap to Man City, though, worth bearing that in mind. And then Spurs are actually fifth under Conte at 20.64. Palace, actually, despite their recent, you know, poor form, are still up there. You know, they're still in, what is that, eighth place, just behind Brighton and West Ham, just ahead of Chelsea, 23 expected goals conceded. So I think the thing is here, there are four actually quite good defences. They've just got very, very difficult fixtures. I just wanted to look at that, first of all. And then what I've also done is gone on the Fantasy Football Scout Rate My Team. I love using this tool. It's basically, it's a model. It tries to predict player points. Obviously, it's not going to be round numbers because this could be a simulation of, you know, 1,000 outcomes and the average is worked out. And of course, you know, things like minutes could impact on this greatly. But if we look at this, we've got John Stones as the best defender for this game week. So for game week 20, 5.86. Just ahead of Trippier. So Trippier, single game week. I don't think anyone's going to be benching him at home to Fulham. He's on 5.53. So that says a lot when you've got Trippier just behind Stones. What is surprising, or maybe not surprising, is he's just ahead of Cancelo at 5.21. You know, definite minutes risk there for Cancelo. Then we've got Shaw at 5.07, very popular asset, followed by Dalot at 4.77. Now, I've just seen, I'm recording this half-time in the Man United League Cup game, and Dalot's actually gone off injured. So that's definitely one to monitor in the press conferences and even, you know, after the game, if there's any interviews with Ten Hag. Then after that, we've got Perisic, 4.64, putting up the best numbers for defenders. So again, despite the tough fixtures, it's no real surprise. Now, one player I wanted to highlight. So all these players are, you know, below six, but above four. We've got Rico Lewis at 4.03. I think, you know, 3.9 million or whatever he is now, you know, absolute bargain. And when you compare that price to Cancelo, I'm quite a big fan. I think there's a lot of people out there that think he's a trap. But I really do like Rico Lewis. So there's just some stats for you. Now, my tip here would be basically Stones, Lewis, Shaw and Perisic are all contenders. So if you're looking to buy a defender this week, they'd be the ones top of my list. A lot of people think because, you know, Stones is right footed, he's a lot more nailed. He's been playing well as well, that he's possibly or probably is the most nailed Manchester City defender. Obviously, you could go for Ederson and then you've got that 100% or 99.9% security of getting any potential clean sheets. So Stones and Lewis, I think that depends on price points, but I actually really, really like both. I even think I lean more towards Lewis, but in my situation, my transfer value is awful. And, you know, potentially there's so many good defenders at the moment. You know, you're going to be playing players like Trippier. You're going to be playing players like Gabriel. Would there actually be room for a Man City defender long term? As mad as that sounds, I'd almost like having Lewis because you could just end up, you know, benching him basically. Shaw's very, very popular. I was going to make an argument for Dalot, but with that injury, that argument's gone. And then Perisic, you know, he puts up incredible numbers. He can play in the front three. Obviously, we know Kulusevski's back. Fixture's not great, but I think it's definitely worth having a look at Perisic. But again, quite expensive. I would say, so with Cancelo, I think this is a part of this tip as well. I would actually keep Cancelo if I owned him. I don't think it's worth it to remove, you know, such a good player. Even though his numbers have dropped, he could come back, you know, at any time. So for a double, if I was going into a single, I think I'd definitely sell Cancelo. And maybe if you've got a route where you can sell Cancelo and then, you know, upgrade somewhere easily, maybe then I'd consider doing it. But this is one that could bite. And if I had Cancelo, same with Foden, I think I'd just hold and hope to get lucky. And I mean, even if they only start one game, you know, they're such brilliant assets. So that's my tip there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Man City again is our third tip. So basically the best Manchester City assets. What I've done here, again, I've gone into the Fantasy Football Scout members area and then exported it into a fancy table. I've basically then just highlighted quite a lot of players because there are quite a few options. Now, what I've done on this table is I sorted by minutes per XGI. So basically for this, the lower the better. So the reason for that is it's the number of minutes they take to get an XGI. So that's XG, XA combined. If you are under 90, that means you're expected to get an attacking return you know, per game, basically, if you were to play 90 minutes. So, and obviously minutes are a big factor with this. Now, no surprise, there's one player under 90. He's the only one under 120, to be honest. That's Erling Haaland, 78.5 XGI. So he's expected to get more than attacking return per game. And obviously in a double game week, you'd hope for at least two attacking returns. Obviously, it doesn't always work out like that in the short term. But Haaland, you know, no surprise, brilliant. I mean, this table, 14.47 XG. The closest to him is Foden with 3.74 for XG after that. So, yeah, magnificent. Then in second, quite a little way behind, we've got De Bruyne, XGI 124.3. Now, this is where I know I saw Andy talking about this on the Scoutcast, actually. Completely agree. You know, his XG is low. You know, it's only 3.30. It's less than Foden. You know, over the season, it's all XA, and XA is obviously worth a lot less. He's got an XA of about 8. So I find it hard with De Bruyne. I do feel like he's overpriced, but then he's nailed and they've got a double game week. So I completely understand why people want to go there. And when you factor in, he's very good for bonus points. You know, he gets an assist. He's probably going to get bonus as well. So De Bruyne, he's all right. I think he's slightly overpriced. But again, we'll get to him with another tip. Now, the three I wanted to talk about are Mahrez, Foden and Grealish. Now, we've got Mahrez 152, Foden 174 and then Grealish at 180. So I like Mahrez here. I really do. There's a lot of people that hate him. You know, they say he's a troll, etc. I've seen as mentioning that. And I think there's good reason behind it. But I mean, he's been in brilliant form in recent weeks. I think, you know, him and Grealish is their place to lose in the Man City team. Obviously, that's a very bold statement. And I'd look at stuff like, you know, Fantasy Football Scout Luke, Disable. I'd see what his predicted lineups are. But for me, I think my favourite here is Mahrez. And I think they're worth a punt. If the rest of your team's in order, I think you can treat yourself. I've got Mount, for example. I'm looking at doing Mount to Mahrez. If I had Foden, I would just keep, you know, for the same reasons I mentioned with Cancelo. Grealish, I mean, his XG's not as high as Mahrez, not far behind. I just prefer Mahrez. But then when you look at the price difference, Mahrez 7.5, Grealish 6.8, I'd have no problem with someone going Grealish. Obviously, we've mentioned the defenders. It's worth seeing, you know, Cancelo, Lewis and Stones. Lewis, very small sample. He did score on his Champions League debut. So I wouldn't let the 0.0 XG, you know, completely put you off. And Cancelo's numbers aren't great either. So yeah, that's the Manchester City assets. So the tip for this would be Haaland goes without saying. KDB's expensive, but we'll get to him. I think Mahrez is worth the risk. Ederson, I think he's the safest asset. I think that, well, that's not very bold saying that. But Stones and Lewis, you know, I'd strongly consider as well. Some of these really do depend on your team structure. So obviously I'm trying to make the tips as broad as possible. The fourth tip, we're going to keep this one quite brief, but I've got two players on the screen. One's got an XG of 0.5 and the other's got an XG of 0.2. The player with a 0.5 XG has, this is per 90 by the way, has an XA of 0.2 and then the other player has 0.5 XA. So they basically got inverted numbers, and it won't be a shock that Salah's the player on the left for those watching and KDB is the player on the right. So obviously Salah has a lot more goal threat than KDB has, but KDB has almost the same amount of XA, so assist threat, than Salah. So they're almost like inverted players. One thing worth bearing in mind is Salah's on penalties. Obviously he's not had any penalties, but that gives another tick in the Salah box for me as well. So, I mean, this is very, very self-explanatory. Salah is, you know, one of the greatest FPL players, assets of all time. KDB, obviously he's brilliant and probably could say the same for him, but he's much more of a creator than a goal scorer. And in this game, you get more points for scoring goals. So my tip here is if you sell KDB to Salah, I would wait again till Friday. If Liverpool double in 21, for example, I think he's clearly going to be the best captain for 21. So you'd need to look at a way to get Salah back. Therefore, I don't really think it's worth the sale. If Salah has a double in 21, I think then I would look at, you know, trying to get different Man City assets in. There's lots of cheap ones we talked about. I know some people won't want to go for Mahrez. You know, it's risky. But in a double game week, I'm happy to risk that myself. And then if Liverpool don't double, you know, it's still a very, very marginal call. I can understand some teams wanting to do it. And again, it's team dependent. But I would really, really think about your future weeks if you're going to do it. I won't say don't do it, but properly think about what you're going to do. If there's other transfers you could do ahead of that, or if there's a way to get a different, you know, Man City player in. The final tip is probably the most exciting one. It's basically, you know, should we triple captain this week? Now, I've seen people saying they're going to captain Rashford. I've seen people say they're going to captain De Bruyne. But I really do think, and I almost hate myself for saying it, that Haaland's, you know, I think it's a no-brainer to go for Haaland. The only option we've got is, do we triple captain now or do we wait till later? Now, like we mentioned, in game week 23, Man City double again. But then what I've got on the screen is the Rate My Team tool from Scout. So that says basically, I mean, it doesn't really give us a clear answer. So this is the projected points. So in game week 20, Haaland is projected to get 12.128 points. In the double in 23, Haaland is projected to get 12.38 points. So it really doesn't give an answer. And that's why it's such a marginal call. Now, I had absolutely no intention of using the triple captain this week. I was thinking, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for a better double. But then when I started thinking how marginal this is, I looked at the time between games in 23, in that 23 double for Man City. So well worth checking that out. And then I started thinking, the end of the season, I've still got my bench boost and I want to, and free hit. So, and most people do. So what you'll want to do at the end of the season is you'll want to optimally play your free hit, your wild card and your bench boost. If you've got triple captain as well, you're then going to be a bit hamstrung, you know, how you do it. So for me, I'm actually leaning now towards using it in 20 because I feel like it simplifies the end of the season somewhat. And we don't 100% know what later doubles are going to be. We don't know if Haaland's going to stay fit. Do we actually want to use a triple captain on someone like Salah? So that's why I'm thinking of using it this week. So to summarise, I think it's a very, very marginal call and I've got no problem with people waiting. I just feel like for me, and it is quite nice, you know, knowing you have chips and you can use them, you can hold them against, you know, your mini league rivals, etc. But I just think this is a perfect time to use it for me. I think it will make the end of the season a bit easier, a bit less complex. Something I'd like to do in previous seasons, which is unrelated but related at the same time, is use my bench boost earlier, just so the end of the season becomes good. Because sometimes you can have a week where you want to use the bench boost and you want to use the triple captain. It happened to a lot of people last season. So, you know, this is a good, you know, it's good for Haaland. You know, it's a double game week. We think he's going to play both games. He's fit. I'm just going to go for it, I think. I keep having to add caveats to this. But yeah, I like it. So yeah, my tip there is I'm going to use it. I think it's a very, very marginal call. And yeah, no, thanks a lot for joining me today ahead of the double game week. Like I said, don't forget the deadline's on Friday. Don't miss the deadline. Please remember to like and subscribe. And all the stuff, you know, I've put together today, you can find in the Fantasy Football Scout members area.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.